Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And our guest today has been on the show many times, and he doesn't need any introduction anymore, I don't think, but we're going to do it anyway. Welcome, Floyd Teeter. Floyd is Senior Director, Technical Solutions, and a member of the HCM Cloud Center of Excellence team at Oracle. He has been working with Oracle applications and products for over 28 years and is an Oracle ACE Director alumni, the former VP of Oracle Applications Users Group, and also has once been designated by Forbes as one of the top 50 Twitter feeds all Oracle customers should follow. Currently, Floyd is responsible for helping customers with their newsfeed UX implementations. Floyd, good to have you back again on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. I appreciate you making the time to come back on the show. I look forward to hearing the latest on Newsfeed UX.
Oh, Frank, thank you for having me. It's a delight to be back here again. So much to talk about. So thank you.
Great. So as I just mentioned on our show today, Floyd is providing an update on the latest features in Newsfeed UX in 19B and maybe even a little glimpse on what's coming next. Okay, so Floyd, so what's new with Newsfeed UX since your last visit with us?
From a product perspective, we've rolled out 19B, which is chock full of new features. The ability to add custom content cards to landing pages, the addition of organizational goals and goal plan sets, a whole new batch of deep links, and lots of other cool new features you can catch in the What's New docs.
So it sounds like Oracle's continuing to roll out new features and functionality. Are you able to give our listeners a sneak peek at what features and functionality might be coming soon?
Sure. I can give a little sneak peek here. In 19C, we'll see all the self-service administration pages, those where you used to pull up the panel drawer. They'll move to a new Newsfeed UX look and feel. So instead of that classic look customers get when opening that panel drawer, they'll see this new look instead. And the new pages, they're searchable. So rather than looking for the administrative task you want to perform by clicking and scrolling, you can simply search for it. A couple of characters, hit enter, you get the command you're looking for, you get the task you're looking for, and move on from there. The new pages will be applied in both Newsfeed UX and Classic UI. And the point of bringing them out in Classic UI is we're hoping to lighten the effort of switching to Newsfeed UX by making the new pages work with both. And then in future releases, you're going to see some very cool features coming out. A tool for validating business rules against business objects, like making sure that pay periods start on a certain day of the week, for example. You're going to see an enrichment of position management and absence management functionality, organizational level budget planning, some cool new predictive and AI capabilities. And that's just a few of the many things that we have coming out in the next couple of releases. We're pretty excited about it. Newsfeed UX continues to be a work in progress. It's evolving and expanding with each new update, and we anticipate that to continue through the next couple of releases.
And that sounds great, Floyd. And I'm sure that's something our customers and partners are looking forward to seeing, so thank you. Now, there's been a lot of talk about moving to Newsfeed UX sooner rather than later. Can you talk a little bit about why a customer should make the move to Newsfeed UX now?
Well, there are several good reasons for moving to Newsfeed UX now. Let's break them down. First, we've been rolling out new features and functionality that only work with Newsfeed UX. Two examples of that. Oracle Recruiting Cloud, as of 19A, only works with Newsfeed UX. Version 3 of seniority dates only work with Newsfeed UX. So waiting to switch to Newsfeed UX means you're falling behind. And that gap will continue to grow with each new release from here on out. Second, we have enough data and enough feedback now to confidently state that our workforce, your workforce, that everyone in the workplace has the same expectations for enterprise apps now that they do for consumer apps. And that means mobile. Many of our customers are reporting that they're experiencing the benefits of greater user acceptance with Newsfeed UX, especially in terms of retiring shadow systems. And we all know what a resource drain a shadow system could be. And the reason that that user acceptance is higher is because Newsfeed UX enables their workers to do their jobs anytime, any place. And that's something most shadow systems can't match. And finally, we're delivering 20A, that's next year, release 20A, with Newsfeed UX as the default. That means customers will have to go through the effort of turning off Newsfeed UX to use classic UI in 20A. And then on top of that, there will be features in 20A that simply don't work on classic UI, so you're sacrificing functionality to step back. So it will cost customers an extra effort to use the classic UI with limited features and the functionality by the time 20A rolls out. That's in the February, March, and April 2020 timeframe. Right after most of our customers have wrapped up a very busy period that typically includes benefits open enrollment, year-end payroll, year-end tax reporting. So by the time you get to the end of January or the middle of February, when the busy season starts to wind down at HR, there's not much time to make the switch between the end of that busy season and the rollout of 20A. So it's better timing for those customers to switch now rather than trying to take on the switch in addition to everything else they're going to wrap up in 2019. So that's our thinking on moving now.
And those are all certainly great points to consider. So are you able to give our listeners an idea of how many customers have moved to Newsfeed UX so far?
You know, as we record this, we're in the middle of one of those SEC mandated quiet periods for Oracle employees prior to releasing Q4 results. So I can't cite firm numbers right now. But what I can do to give you a feel is to say that over a third of our HCM cloud customers have either rolled out Newsfeed UX to their users or are in the process of doing so. And we're seeing an uptick in that trend with the release of 19D. I'm guessing at current rates, that number will be well over two-thirds by September, say by the end of September.
All right, that's excellent. I know we're in that quiet period, but are you able to also maybe provide some feedback from those customers who have gone live on Newsfeed UX, what they're seeing, what they're feeling?
Sure. I'll give you a sample of comments. So I can't, again, quiet period, I can't call out specific customers or partners, but I can give you some comments, and these are direct quotes. Number one, our users love the idea they can work from their phones anytime, anywhere. Quote number two, more of our people are using the system, not just accepting it, but enthusiastic about using it. Three, we've retired most of our user training materials. They're just not needed anymore. That kind of speaks to the intuitive nature of Newsfeed UX. Four, our executives said this is the best thing we've ever done for them. That's from the CIO. Five, it took our organization some time to adapt to a simpler way of doing things. But now our managers are really liking the ease of use. You know, Frank, I've got a ton of these. I could go on for a long time, but we're limited on time here, and I don't want to consume all that time with these quotes. We've got a lot to talk about yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's, so there's a good sample.
That's really great feedback from our customers, so I'm really happy to hear that. Very powerful statements. Are you able to talk about the process customers are going through to make the switch to Newsfeed UX? You know, like how long on average does it take customers to migrate and so on?
Sure. And we can really break this down into two categories of customers. The first category of customers are being very smart in two different ways. One, they've recognized that user experience is really about how you work. It's more than just the UI. And Newsfeed UX represents a switch to a new, simpler, streamlined way of working. And they've embraced that. And two, they're limiting their work with UX personalizations, extensions, and customizations. They're limiting that scope to those absolutely necessary to execute their most critical business processes. by keeping their customizations to a minimum, significantly constraining the scope of the effort required for the switch. So for this first category of customers, the transition really sticks to the switch and go model. They're making the switch in 6 to 8 weeks. We've seen a couple of exceptional cases where they've done it four, but for the most part, 6 to 8 in that category. The second category of customer gets a bit more bogged down in making a switch. And there are usually two causes for that. One, they're attempting to map each and every feature, function, and data field from classic UI to newsfeed UX. So they're looking at the switch as kind of a lift and shift, if you will. But it's really designed to be more than that. We're transforming execution of business processes as well as changing the UI. So they're introducing complexities that slow them down. And two, they're expending significant effort on low value UX personalizations, customizations, and extensions. By low value, I mean those things that don't relate to the execution of a critical business process. Is the fact that the color of the text on a note on a white background black rather than dark green an issue worth burning your calories on? It's that type of thing. So the second category tends to take substantially longer, and they require more effort to make the switch. It really comes down to understanding and embracing the most important concept of user experience. It's all about optimizing and streamlining how you work. And that encompasses both the execution of the business processes and the user interface for executing those business processes.
Okay, great. So where can customers and partners that are working on switching to Newsfeed UX and have questions, where can they go to find answers?
You know, when we originally introduced Newsfeed UX, I would just simply answer that question, email me. But now there are so many customers, either live or in flight with Newsfeed UX, that approach of just email Floyd no longer scales up. So customers should ask their questions on the HCM mobile forum, Oracle Cloud Customer Connect. We've got a really strong community evolving on that forum. Lots of questions are being posted, and great answers are coming from Oracle product managers, product developers, other customers who have been there and done that, partners, those of us from the COE organization, of course. We're also chipping in with those answers. And the forum is searchable. The content is large enough now that it's worth searching to see if your question has already been answered.
Yeah, and the Cloud Customer Connect mobile forum has really taken off. I was out there the other day, and a lot of good stuff out there. So is there documentation available that you would recommend our listeners should read in preparing to switch to Newsfeed UX?
I'm always going to point people first at MossDoc 2399671.1. User experience setup information, profile options, and hidden fields. It's the best single source of information you'll find for making the switch. Customers should also check the Cloud Readiness What's New docs for the products they're using. Lots of great information on new features and the setup required for each in those docs. I also recommend MossDoc ID 2504404.1. Transaction Design Studio, what it is and how it works. And finally, the white paper, Oracle HCM Cloud, Securing HCM, because so many people do things with custom roles and there are a lot of security privileges involved with Newsfeed UX. There is a version of the white paper for 19A and another for 19B. Get the version that pertains to you. And customers should also consider joining us for our COE office hours on Newsfeed UX, that whole series of webcasts on Oracle Cloud Customer Connect. Those are all great sources of information.
That's fantastic, Floyd. Thank you very, very much. This has been a very informative show about the latest on Newsfeed UX. Newsfeed UX is a topic many of our listeners are interested in, and I'm sure they appreciated hearing from you about some of the new features and functionality, as well as your recommendations and advice about switching to Newsfeed UX. So thank you, and I'm looking forward to our next show and to hearing more from you about what is new with Newsfeed UX.
Can't wait. I look forward to it, Frank, and thanks for having me.
And thank you, Floyd. And if you'd like to learn more about the latest on Newsfeed UX, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the following documentation. We have the Transaction Design Studio, what it is and how it works, and that's doc ID 250440 4.1. I can give you the shortened URL here. It's bit.ly/2, M, j, r, c, and 4. And there's also HCM responsive user experience setup information, profile options, and displayed fields. That's doc ID 239967 1.1. Or again, here's the shortened URL. It's bit.ly/2, Q, 8, P, B, T. Another great source of information is the HCM mobile forum on Oracle's Cloud Customer Connect that we talked about. And you can get there by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/3, J, c, 9. And here you can post questions, connect with experts, get answers to your questions, and share your thoughts and ideas on the Newsfeed UX. So please check out this forum today and be sure to participate and contribute. And you can also visit the Oracle Cloud Readiness webpage by going to docs.oracle.com and clicking on Cloud, then Applications, then Global Human Resources, and finally the link titled Review New Features under the heading Learn What's New to see what's new in Oracle Global Human Resources Cloud releases. And with regards to our show today, we would like to point you to the redesigned user experience page, which you can reach by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2, U, B, E, c, v, y. And once there, you'll be able to see what's new in release 19B and what's coming in 19C with regards to the redesigned pages, which are both responsive and easy to use on any device with a modern look and conversational language. These redesigned pages are all part of the redesigned cloud user experience, so please be sure to check out these documents. And lastly, you can also visit the Oracle Cloud Help Center by going to docs.oracle.com, again clicking on Cloud, then Applications, and finally Global Human Resources. There's two helpful documents out there again on Cloud Help Center, and that's the Oracle Human Capital Management Cloud Securing HCM for Release 19A, and you can get there by going to bit.ly/2, J, k, d, 4. And Oracle Human Capital Management Cloud Securing Release for Release 19B. And you can get there by going to bit.ly/2, G, w. And these PDF documents provide a wealth of important information on how to secure your HCM cloud and how to enable user access to HCM functions and data. So please check out these documents for that valuable information. And should you have specific questions about the show today, please be sure to send us an email to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We always welcome any ideas or suggestions for topics for future HCM Cloud Talk Radio shows, which you can also send to that email address. We love to hear from our listeners, so drop us a note. Thank you for your interest in our show today about the latest on Newsfeed UX features and functionality. We hope you found our discussion informative and helpful for your Oracle HCM Cloud service, and that you'll check, if you haven't already, some of our other shows on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. I'm Frank Allen. You've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Till then, take care.